Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of 2 Corinthians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
What credentials do you use to assess someone's authority? Is it strength? Influence? Maybe success? The credentials of the Apostle Paul apparently fell short within the value system of the Church of Corinth. In his first letter, Paul had confronted and counseled the Corinthian church in several problem areas, but the Corinthians have responded with skepticism and even some rejection. Paul is poor, unimpressive, and he seems to be the victim of a lot of suffering and persecution. Why should they trust his teaching and authority when his life seems to exude weakness? The Corinthians begin to shift their loyalty to several other wealthy, showy, and talented speakers that have infiltrated their church community. So with his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul confronts the church's distorted value system. The Corinthians value status, power, and prosperity as markers of sufficiency. But according to Paul, Christ has turned the world's values upside down. It was through lowering himself in humility that Jesus was exalted as King of the world. When the Corinthians disapprove of Paul's suffering, they're actually disapproving of Jesus' life. Jesus voluntarily surrendered his power and status and gave himself up to die a humiliating death he didn't deserve. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." God's love and power were made known through the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus. And Christians are called to follow in Christ's footsteps. Paul calls out the Corinthians' new leaders for neglecting to follow in the path of Christ by drawing attention to their competency rather than to God. Christians don't need to act or look impressive. In fact, Paul says, displaying one's insufficiency and weakness actually puts more of God's strength on display. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:7, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. God's power is magnified in our weakness. This is why Paul can say in 2 Corinthians 12:9, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me." Personally, I have a really hard time with feeling weak. I've always been someone who makes sure to get 8 hours of sleep a night so my mind feels 100% clear and sharp the next day. I've always organized my schedule so that it's most efficient and productive, where I'm doing tasks at the time when my physical and mental energy line up with that job best. I've generally chosen to invest in things I feel like I'm good at and stayed away from things I'm not. So when I first became a mom, I really struggled with feeling so weak. I was going off minimal sleep and my mind was in a constant haze. I had trouble thinking clearly or even holding a normal conversation. Especially in the newborn days, I had no control over my schedule. I was no longer trying to excel. I was just trying to make it through the day. And on top of that, I felt like I was just really bad at some of the jobs that come along with motherhood. I had a really short span for patience, and I'd get easily discouraged when I couldn't control things like my baby eating or sleeping when he was supposed to. But it was in this time of extreme weakness that I've never prayed like before. Normally, I'd have to be intentional and disciplined about talking to God. But in this season, prayer just poured out of me. I'd beg God for his strength as I rocked my baby for the 10th time, fighting to get him to go down for his nap. I'd seek out God's presence when I felt alone with just me and this new baby I was getting to know. I'd ask God for discernment and guidance when I felt at a loss for how to handle something new. And it was in this season that I experienced a connection to Christ like I never had before. It was still hard, but the peace and strength I received from Christ was truly a miraculous experience. And even after having made it through this season, I have a different perspective on life that's given me a sense of groundedness and contentment. The message of 2 Corinthians changes the way we view our deficiencies. Maybe for you, it's unrealized dreams or a struggle with mental health. Maybe it's a persistent battle with temptation or your lack of resources or capacity. The gospel declares that in Christ, our lack is gain. Our suffering becomes an opportunity to draw near to Christ and deepen our connection with him. Our weakness becomes an avenue to depend on God and find ourselves equipped with supernatural power. Our time in the trenches becomes the very experience that prepares us to comfort and encourage others. And our emptiness becomes the vessel that is now enlarged to receive more of God and his joy. The Corinthians mistakenly believed strength qualified one to be a good Christian leader. But Paul reminds us that weakness is oftentimes the best witness. When others see our joy and peace in the midst of our ordeals, they will be pointed to Christ and his strength. So take a moment now to ask God for his strength to shine out in your weakness today. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for meeting us in our weakness and filling us with himself.
I am hurting. Why is this happening to me? I am hurting. Can you hear me? Will you hide yourself from me? I am hurting. Help me to